Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DoleParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Let's talk about Philippians 1, verse 6, explained. God doing a good work in you. Let's talk about this. Philippians 1, verse 6, it says this: being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful verse, isn't it? Now let's talk about this. The reason Brother Jim's bringing it up is there is this worldly, carnal, tattoo-covered, so-called preacher full of pride and vanity, weightlifting, showing his body off, out there claiming that he can be prideful. He can be all these things on the outside, and it doesn't matter because God has done a work on his inside, so the outsides don't matter. You know, he's not the only one who does this. Modern pastors, people that twist God's word, they're always using this verse to say, well, God's done a work in me, so the outsides don't matter. Well, this is a terrible twisting, terrible exegesis of God's word. Christ's people indeed have a work done on the inside via new life, right? Via the gospel, faith in Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection, repenting, being born again, enduring in holiness and obedience. All right, we know that's the biblical gospel, and his people indeed have a work done in them via this new life. But this man is missing a huge part, probably because he's not truly born again himself. He's missing a huge part of the biblical life. And here's what it is: if you are born again by the Spirit of God, it clearly shows on the outside via what? A holy, obedient, biblical, set-apart life on the inside. Amen? Who would ever believe if you said you loved your wife on the inside, but you never took care of her, showed her care, concern, and love on the outside? People would say you're a liar. Well, this goes the same way with the Christian faith. Our words matter. Jesus tells us where our words come from. Matthew 12:24. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, the same can be said, if we're talking about our words, the same can be said for our actions as well. That they are a product of what's in our heart. So if we have prideful vanity, worldly carnal ways on the outside, that's a reflection of what our heart is on the inside. It's a wicked, wicked heart being shown on the outside. Amen? Now, Peter reminds us what God's work does. It perfects us. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. The work of the Spirit is to perfect us, not to leave us worldly and carnal on the outside. We're to be walking blameless, according to the Word of God. 1 Peter 5:3 tells us that. How about this verse? 1 Thess 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace shall sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I have a question. How are you blameless if you're worldly, carnal, full of pride and vanity that God hates? It's an abomination to him, per Proverbs 6. You can't be blameless if you're living in your pride and your vanity. Jesus himself reminds us via his word through Apostle Paul, Hebrews 5:9, he made a way for those who obey him. This includes our outside actions. Amen? walking around in worldliness, pride, vanity, being undressed, biblically naked, pagan tattoos, acting like the world, catering to Facebook and TikTok and modern man-made religion. None of this is showing that there's a work that's been done inside you. This is showing that you're unregenerated on the inside. And so this is very troubling. Galatians 5:24 tells us this, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So think of that. If we're to live in the Spirit, right? Romans 8 tells us to live in the flesh is death. Well, we're going to live in the Spirit. That means it's going to overtake every part of our life, does it not? Amen, it does. What God does in us is clearly shown by the fruit of our life on the outside. I challenge you to go read the book of John. See yourself as a tree rooted out from Christ. Our outside fruit shows what's on the inside, does it not? Glorious thing is that we're given new hearts at regeneration. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we cleanse ourselves of all unrighteousness. Go read 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says all things become new. So you don't just start going to church. You don't just start believing in some theology. You don't just start reading your Bible a little more. No, all things become new if you are a product of God's work inside, transforming you. How about Romans 12, 1 and 2, one of my favorite verses. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the perfect, that what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Yeah, if your mind is transformed, what's going to change? Your outsides are going to change, right? God's Spirit's going to do work in you, and He's going to change your outsides to conform to the Word of God. Paul makes it very clear, we are not to conform to the world. Not in our talk, not in our actions, not in our dress, not in how we conduct ourselves on TikTok or Facebook or YouTube to be popular. No, godly men do not cater to the world. They don't waste their time in idle exercise to put on muscle to show off. They don't add tattoos. They don't add worldly adorned dress that's half nakedness. No, they're humble. They're lowly. They act holy and they leave the fallen ways of the world because God's done a work in them. Example would be dress. God tells us how to dress in Genesis 3:21, a long flowing shirt untucked, not showing off our temple and our form, and not to be marking up our temples with pagan tattoos and piercings and all things like this. Humbleness, lowliness. Proverbs 11:2, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." I love that verse. Lowly. You're not lowly when you're living a prideful, vanity, lifted up, boastful life, are you? No, if we fear God and we believe in God, we're commanded to reject these false men who say God has changed them on the inside as they cling to their old life, their carnal ways, their worldliness, their false man-made religion, their friends of the world. If they claim Christ, but they live as the world, in pride, in vanity, they're deceivers and liars, and they are following a false Jesus, I can assure you. They are nothing more than the double-minded men that James speaks of, unstable in all of their ways. I have a question for you. Does the world know you? 1 John 3:1. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, wherefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." We're not like the world if we truly are transformed on the inside and God's doing a work in us. No, not at all. So if you are liked or known by the world, and you're like them, you find favor with them, you're a pleaser of them, are you of God? No, the Bible says clearly you're not. You're in great danger. God's saints are not of this world. They're not like this world. They're not like the culture. They're separate. They're set apart. They're holy because of the work that God's done in them that is then transformed on the outside. So I hope this quick audio clears up Philippians 1:6. That God does a work in us, and then it's a continued work of holiness. It comes to the outside in obedience as part of the gospel and fruit that we know Him. It's a holy, set apart, obedient life, conforming to the Word of God, not the culture, not the religions around you, the faith system, the denominations. No, it's conforming to God's Word, and the Spirit's taking you there. So do not be deceived. Go test yourself. The gospel, the biblical gospel, I'm going to leave you with this, is so powerful that it will never touch you on the inside and leave your outsides and your actions unchanged or ungodly. Oh no, the gospel is so powerful, it transforms everything. That would be a weak, ineffectual God. And that is not the one true living God that I know, that has transformed my life. And the saints I know, their lives have been transformed. Or the one we read about in the Holy Scriptures. No. When God does a work in us, when God does a work in us, He transforms everything about us, around us. You can trust in that. So this has been Brother Jim. I hope this message has encouraged you. I hope it's brought you some wisdom and knowledge. If you hear music in the background, it's not mine. I'm walking in a store. It was very quiet in here, and then halfway through they turned on the music, but I just wanted to put that disclaimer. It's not my music. We're on the gospel road. Go read Philippians 1:6, then test and see what God's done inside you and how is that carrying out to your outsides. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. We have hundreds of articles, audios, videos, sisters blogs to help you conform, to help you become what God started on the inside, so that He can finish that work. And He will. That verse says He will continue to do that work. God has promised us He will continue to do a work in us. That's His part of the covenant. What's your part of the covenant? You got to strive in holiness and obedience, holding your saving faith, enduring until the end. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. I got to get down the gospel road. Let me know I can help you in faith. Till next time. Let God do a glorious work in you, then obey Him and transform yourself. Till next time, may God be praised.